Plain sailing, your rights in instances of ferry service delays and cancellations. The Consumer Council, / Introduction, ferry travel provides an important service to passengers traveling to, from and within Northern Ireland. The rights of ferry passengers are legally protected. 1, footnote start, 1, Regulation, U, number 1177/2010, footnote end. If your sailing is delayed or cancelled, you are entitled to assistance and in certain cases compensation. Scope of passenger rights. The rights explained in this guide apply to passengers travelling on passenger ferry services operating to, from or within European Union countries. However, the rights do not apply to passengers travelling on ships certified to carry up to and including 12 passengers, with a crew responsible for operating the ship of no more than 3 people. Where the distance of the service is less than 500 meters, one way, or on excursion and sightseeing tours, these exceptions mean that the passenger rights outlined in this guide do not apply to some smaller ferry services. For more information, contact the Consumer Council on 0800 121 6022 or info@consumerconcil.org.uk. Contents. Introduction. Roman 1. Scope of passenger rights. Roman 1. Information. 1. Assistance. 1. Accommodation. 2. Compensation. 2. Exemptions. 3. Complaints. 4. Contact details. 5. Information. Page 1. If your sailing is cancelled or delayed, the ferry company is required to inform you as soon as possible, and no later than 30 minutes after the scheduled departure time. They're required to provide you with information concerning the new departure and arrival times as soon as it is available. If you miss a connecting transport service due to a cancellation or delay, the ferry company is required to make reasonable efforts to inform you of alternative travel connections. Assistance. If a service is expected to be cancelled or delayed for more than 90 minutes beyond its scheduled departure time, the ferry operator is required to provide you with free snacks, meals and refreshments where they are available or can reasonably be supplied. This assistance can be in the form of a voucher for refreshments, snacks from the facilities available. The column headings are waiting time, assistance, first row. Waiting time, 90 minutes or more, and every 90 minutes after that, assistance, light refreshments such as a bottle of water or a cup of tea, new row. Waiting time, 4 hours or more, assistance, a snack or light meal, new row. Waiting time, 8 hours or more, assistance, a hot meal, end of table. You should also be offered a choice between an alternative sailing at the earliest opportunity, or a full refund which must be paid within 7 days. Accommodation. Page 2. If your sailing is cancelled or delayed and an overnight stay becomes necessary, the ferry company must provide accommodation free of charge where this is possible. Accommodation can be either on board the ferry or ashore, and transport between the port terminal and place of accommodation must also be provided. The ferry company is permitted to limit the total cost of accommodation ashore to €80 per passenger per night, and accommodation is limited to 3 nights. The €80 limit does not include the cost of transport to and from the place of accommodation. The ferry company is not required to provide accommodation if it proves the cancellation or delay is caused by weather conditions which endanger the safe operation of the vessel. Compensation. You are entitled to compensation equal to 25% of the ticket price if you are delayed for at least 1 hour for a journey scheduled to last up to 4 hours, 2 hours for a journey scheduled to last between 4 and 8 hours, 3 hours for a journey scheduled to last between 8 and 24 hours, or 6 hours for a journey scheduled to last more than 24 hours. If the delay exceeds double the time set out above, the compensation will be 50% of the ticket price. Page 3. If you are traveling on a return ticket, the compensation will be calculated based on the price of the disrupted leg. If the price of the ticket is not broken down for the outbound and return legs, The compensation will be calculated based on half of the total ticket price. The ferry company must pay the compensation within 1 month of your application for compensation. The compensation must be paid in money if you request this, otherwise the compensation may be paid in vouchers for future travel provided the conditions are flexible regarding the period of validity and the destination. If the amount of compensation due is less than Euro 6, the ferry company is not required to pay the compensation. The ferry company is not required to provide compensation if it proves the delay is caused by weather conditions which endanger the safe operation of the vessel or by extraordinary circumstances. Extraordinary circumstances could include, for example, natural disasters, strikes, search and rescue operations and decisions taken by traffic management bodies or port authorities. Certain technical problems could also be considered extraordinary circumstances. Exemptions: you are not entitled to rerouting or reimbursement, assistance, accommodation or compensation if you are traveling on an open ticket on which the time of departure is not specified, except for instances where you hold a travel pass or season ticket. Page 4. You are not entitled to assistance or compensation if you are informed of the cancellation or delay before the purchase of the ticket or if the cancellation or delay is caused as a result of your own actions. Complaints: if you wish to make a complaint concerning a delay or cancellation, you must submit the complaint to the ferry company within 2 months of the date you experienced the disruption. The ferry company must respond to you within 1 month of receiving your complaint to explain whether your complaint has been accepted, rejected or is still being considered. You should receive a final reply no later than 2 months from the date the ferry company received your complaint. If you are unsatisfied with the response you receive, contact the Consumer Council on 0800 121 6022. Or complaints at consumercouncil.org.uk. We have the power to investigate the complaint on your behalf. The Consumer Council handles complaints concerning ferry services operating to, from and within Northern Ireland. If you have a complaint about any other ferry service, contact us and we will direct you to the organisation responsible for handling your complaint. Contact details. Page 5. P&O, telephone 0871664-2121. Email customer.service@poferries.com. Address: P&O Ferries, Channel House, Channel View Road, Dover CT179TJ. Port of Larne, telephone 028-2887-2100. Email info@portoflarne.co.uk. Address: Port of Larne, 9 Alderfleet Road, Larne BT401AS. Stena Line, telephone 0844-847-0008. Email fedback@stenaline.com. Address: Customer Services, Stena Line, Stena House, Station Approach, Holyhead LL651DQ. Isle of Man Steam Packet Company, telephone 01624-661661. Email passenger@stam-packet.com. Address: Passenger Service, Isle of Man Steam Packet Company Limited, Imperial Buildings, Douglas, Isle of Man IM1WY. If you wish to make a complaint about service received at the port or in the terminal when travelling with Stena Line or the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company, contact the ferry company directly. Page 6. The Consumer Council. Elizabeth House. 116 Hollywood Road. Belfast. BT41NY. Complaints Line 0800 121 6022. Tell/text phone 0289067-2488. Fax 0289065-7701. Email info@conscience.org.uk/compliants@conscience.org.uk. Website www.conscience.org.uk. Facebook, Consumer Council Northern Ireland. Twitter, Consumer Council.